This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It opens today at the Roseburg Public Library, an exhibit regarding the Holocaust. Library Director Chris Wiley in. And Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, this is a big deal. Americans in the Holocaust, a traveling exhibition for libraries, and it's from the United States Holocaust Museum and the American Library Association. That sounds like a first-class exhibit.
It really is. It's stunning. We are the second round that's had this exhibition. They did it for a couple of years. It was so popular that it came back. 50 more libraries around the country. And we're in the second group to get it this time around. So we're really excited. It's going to be at the library beginning today through December 19th.
Well, about 20 years ago, gosh, it doesn't seem like that long, but it is, we had an opportunity to go to the Holocaust Museum while we spent a few days in Washington, D.C. And honestly, we shortchanged our own experience because we were trying to do too much to drag a couple kids around and all of that. But just 2 or 3 hours in the Holocaust Museum, it was a stunning experience, very sobering experience. And I'm sure that this will provide some of the same opportunity for deep thought among those that come to the exhibit over the next month.
And that's the whole point of the exhibition, is to provide a place to learn and to reflect on those events. We're talking 1933 to 1945. The panels are full of information, and really it's focused on Americans' responses to what was going on in the world at that time, particularly around what was going on in Germany and in Europe.
Wow. And I remember years later, our older daughter was studying in Europe for a year, got a chance to go through Anne Frank's house, which was quite a sobering experience as well. We look back on this as something that happened so long ago that for younger people, it doesn't really have the connection maybe it used to. And for parents, it's probably a really good educational opportunity.
It really is. It's meant for people about sixth grade and up. So important for everybody to recognize that there's really mature content and mature themes involved in the exhibition, but still opportunity for junior high students, high schoolers, and adults to really dig deep into some of the what was shown on newspapers, in radio. There were polls being done at the time of Americans and their thoughts on what was happening in Europe, and they put this all together in about 8 very large panels, and there are 4 kiosks as well.
What do people find on the kiosks? How do those work?
So the kiosks have tablets, and my favorite one is newspapers from around the country, and they take snippets and pop them up, and you can read the primary source from a particular period of time in a particular part of the country, including the West Coast in Oregon.
Wow. It's on display through the 19th of December. You're also doing 3 programs in conjunction with that. Tell us more about those.
Sure. And that starts next Thursday. Our first presentation is on November 14th at 6:30. Dr. David Lupke is at the University of Oregon. He's going to talk about his work creating the text for the permanent exhibition that you mentioned in Washington, D.C., and how it was created for today's audience, for a huge American audience. Then on Thursday, December 5th at 6:30, Clarice Wilsey is going to talk about her book, Letters from Dachau. She found out that her dad was one of the first physicians to go into Dachau after it was liberated. Never talked about his experiences. She and her family found letters after her parents passed away and were really affected by what they learned. And so she wrote a book.
Wow.
And then finally on Thursday, December 12th at 6:30, Dr. Miriam Chorley Schultz, she's at the University of Oregon, and her presentation is Jewish Anti-Fascist Activism in the U.S. During the Holocaust.
Wow. Now, are these folks online or are they in person?
They are all in person. They are going to be in a couple of different rooms, so just pop into the library. We'll get you in the right place. It's very busy at the library this time of year, but they're all going to be in person. The presentations will last about an hour. We are open till 8 o'clock on Thursday, so you could get there a little early, look at the exhibition, or pop into the exhibition after the presentation. You know, I really think you're going to want to give at least 30 minutes minimum to go through this exhibition. There's a lot to really take in. 30 to 60 minutes is probably a good frame of reference before you stop in.
And again, it opens today, 10 o'clock, about an hour and a half from now.
Yes, and you can check our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, for more information about the exhibition, our hours, and more information about the library in general.
All right. Boy, big deal. Americans and the Holocaust, a traveling exhibition for libraries from the U.S. Holocaust Museum and the American Library Association in town for several weeks beginning today. Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.